Welcome to the planet. Welcome to existence. Everyone's here. Everyone's here. Not giving up, giving up. Not backing down. More than fine. More than bent on getting by. More than fine. More than just okay.
FM, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
Hello there, people. This is Joel from Athlete here, and it's kind of noisy around, but you are listening to Concert Blast.
I'm Jamie Campbell. I'm from Colorado, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
My name is Zayna Keen. I'm from Toronto, Canada, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
My name is Katie Thompson, and you listen to Concert Blast.
I'm Diana Seed, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
I'm Matt Armstrong from Buffalo, New York, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
I'm Maddie Tarrin from Nashville, Tennessee, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
My name is Trevor Lubins. I'm from Nashville, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
I'm Christy Hancock from Nashville, Tennessee, and you are listening to Concert Blast.
I'm Rachel Bush, and I'm listening to my favorite podcast, Concert Blast.
Hi, I'm Cody Allington from Nashville, Tennessee, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
This is Corey Kurtzinger from Nashville, Tennessee. You are listening to Concert Blast.
Hey, I'm Seth Cleese from Nashville. You're listening to Concert Blast.
Hi, I'm Mary Beth. I'm from Nashville, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
I'm Josh Cannon from Nashville. This is Concert Blast.
She told him she'd rather fix her makeup than try to fix what's going on. But the problem keeps on calling, even with the cell phone gone. She told him that she believes in living bigger than she's living now. But her world keeps spinning backwards and upside down. Don't say so long and throw yourself wrong. Don't spend today away, cause today will soon be gone. Like yesterday is gone, like history is gone. Just try and prove me wrong and pretend like you're immortal.
Hey everybody, welcome to Concert Blast. This is Brian.
This is Mike.
And it's Tom.
Hello everybody. We are downtown Nashville, Tennessee. What are we doing, Brian?
We're experiencing a very late spring, and we're going to see Switchfoot.
Yes.
It's so chilly, too.
Man, it's cold out here, isn't it?
It is, man. The wind's picking up, too.
And windy!
That's right.
As you hear in the microphone, we're walking down. Right now, we're at Union and Polk Avenue in front of the the old library, but coming around the corner to Best Western and looking at the high rise of the Sheraton Hotel.
Yep.
It's got the big sky view. A restaurant at the top of it to look out over Nashville, Tennessee. But as we look to the left, we're walking down Union Avenue, and we see the Capitol building. But right in front of the Capitol building, what do we have?
A flag.
The big what?
War Memorial
Auditorium.
Yes. Now, the War Memorial Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, back in the 70s was hopping. That was where we cut our teeth on concerts, probably, wasn't it, Brian?
Oh, yeah, we saw several bands in here. Kansas, Sweet.
And Cheap Trick.
Halen,
oh,
Cheap
yeah.
Trick.
Journey with special guest Van Halen.
Yep, Ronnie Montrose.
With Montrose. Which they also had one here they canceled. The Ramones with special guest The Runaways, which we're still mad about.
I don't hear no more about that.
And another one that we missed because of our planning, which was Joe Walsh.
Cheryl, I still don't like you.
But if you listen to our past shows, you can hear all about those stories.
She still owes me $18.50, don't she?
Cheryl, you heard that.
See up here on the right here, Mike.
Up here on the right, we have all the buses and the trucks. Let's go over here and see if we can see somebody from the tour over here. Well, we're at the War Memorial Auditorium and the Switchfoot concert, and it's early, but we're here early, and let's see what's going on. How you doing, guys? How you doing, sir? This police officer right here watching the backstage. No police officer, just security officer. Security officer watching the backstage area. What do you say? Let's go talk to some people out front here. And we have to get our tickets to get in tonight, too, by the way.
Might be a good thing to do is get some tickets there, brother.
Yeah, as usual, we always go to these concerts without any
the tickets
whatsoever. Yeah. I guess we better go get our tickets. Wow. Where can we get tickets? Let's go up here and see what we can come up with. Y'all not fans of Switchfoot?
Athlete,
really?
Yeah.
All right, athletes, they're opening act tonight, right?
Yeah.
All right, now, what do you know about Athlete?
They're good.
Hey, that's good. He's a smart man. Hey, what's your name?
Janelle
from where?
St. Louis.
St. Louis? You drove all the way to St. Louis for this show, right?
Yeah, all did.
Yeah.
Really? Left today. And now we're down here. Now we're leaving to go back home afterwards.
Oh, wow. So we got a St. Louis crew here. What's your name?
Jody.
Jody from where?
St. Louis.
Oh, how did I know that?
I don't know.
Okay, now everybody together. Can you say...
Go Cardinals.
Yeah! Ready? One, two, three!
Go Cardinals!
Oh, I can't believe Go Cardinals. Thanks for talking to us.
My girlfriend couldn't make it to the show, and I was wondering if you guys would like...
We'll buy one. Cheap ticket.
Yeah, well...
That's all the tickets we bought.
I can... I've got two tickets. Uh-huh. Would you like to buy two?
Yeah.
Buy two, it's three.
Right. Are they general admission or are they seats?
They're balcony.
Whereabouts?
It's first come, first serve, I believe.
No, not balcony won't be.
Here.
General admission is.
Here.
I didn't think so.
Oh, we got a ticket broker here.
Yeah.
What's your name?
Corey.
Corey from where?
Nashville.
Oh.
Section 16E, 8A.
E8A.
We bought them the day that tickets came out, so they're probably the best you're going to get.
Yeah, we'll take it. $10?
I thought you were going to say $5.
Come on. How much?
No, man.
I'm waiting. How much?
$25.
$25 for both of them is not bad. Okay. Go on, pay the man. Good grief, man. I ain't pay that inside.
Exactly.
I know what you're saying.
We'll give you $40 for both.
$40 for both? Yeah.
I'll give him $45 for both.
$45?
Give Brian, give him $45.
Pay the man.
All right, $45 for both? You can go,
Jay. No, wait a minute. We got to get three seats together. We want to sit together, don't we?
Well, I wouldn't mind getting one general admission because I wouldn't mind going down there, but... Again, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah. You're not going in right now, are you?
No, I'm not going anywhere.
You just staying right here?
I can't go in.
We'll probably take those.
All right. That would be killer, dude.
I'd be a killer dude.
That would be killer.
Like that.
So what now?
The passes. How many you're supposed to have? You're just looking for tickets.
Yeah, one.
Not after show passes.
Looks like we're going to have to get our way in. Buy our way in. So.
You were with what radio station?
Concert Blast.
Concert Blast.
Yeah.
Got everything.
Thank you. Hang on. She's going to check to see if we can get in.
Okay.
So here we are at the Switchfoot concert, and people are coming in at the will call. You know, this is almost like the backstage area at Aerosmith down in Atlanta.
Pretty much.
We're in the same situation where we're trying to get in, and we're sitting right here in this waiting zone.
Yeah. And we're just trying to see if we can get backstage and meet these guys, which would be very cool.
Hey, what's your name?
Janet King.
From?
Columbia, Tennessee.
Jeff King, Columbia, Tennessee.
Ah, that's good. And you are?
Evan King, and I'm from Columbia, Tennessee.
Patrick King, Columbia, Tennessee.
All right.
Switchfoot fan right here.
And you're a big Switchfoot fan?
Mm-hmm.
And what's your favorite song?
Gone.
How y'all doing, guys?
Doing good.
What's your name?
I'm Trevor.
Taylor.
Luke.
Sam.
Hello, guys. How are y'all doing? Y'all gonna have a good time tonight?
Oh, yeah!
Say something cool.
All right, everybody together, say Switchfoot Rocks. Ready? One, two, three.
Switchfoot Rocks!
Oh, wow. Cool. Very good.
That is good.
Now, you look like their age group, huh?
Yeah, right. I'm their age group. She's more their age group.
What's your name?
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth. You like Switchfoot?
Yes, sir. I love
them. You do? What's your favorite song?
Probably Easier Than Love.
Easier Than Love, yeah. I agree. That's a well-written song. It's got a good meaning to it. Listen to the words. Remember love.
That's right.
Remember marriage.
That's right. Exactly right.
Exactly right, Daddy says. Huh?
That's right.
Hey, what's your name?
Mallory.
Mallory. You with Switchfoot?
No, I'm with a radio station.
What radio station?
102.5 Venus FM.
You a DJ?
I'm not a DJ. I'm from Missions. I am a Switchfoot fan, though.
Are you are?
Yes, I am.
So, where's Venus? Is that here in town?
It is. It's in Nashville.
The women's
exactly,
radio station.
Exactly, yeah. We're here. It's on Marcusboro Road here
all
in Nashville.
All right. Now, what's your name again?
I'm Mallory.
What's going on, man?
We'll get it.
All right, man.
I got five.
I got five.
You guys are nice.
Oh, that's okay.
Thank you so much.
You can't help if you can't make it.
Yeah, I know.
Here's this part.
This is all the right, part. So that's 40. Okay.
That's three.
Two, three. Three, what four, happened? Five, four, five. She went, we bought them 2 months in advance, and she got an offer to go to Greece for 2 weeks.
It's not coming here with you.
I know it.
Oh,
I know
man.
It.
Well, guys.
You guys are amazing.
Thank you so much.
So we'll meet you on the show.
All right, thanks.
I'm going to walk up with y'all, since I'm general, to see where you are.
Okay.
And,
now we're coming in. Hi, what's your name?
Victoria.
Are you a Switchfoot fan?
Oh, heck yes.
That's great.
This is my third year in a row coming to their concerts. It's been a tradition now. Like, yeah, I don't know.
You can't go through this way? Or
no, so you're going to have to go out and through the clear.
Okay.
Now, you are aware there's no audio recording of this concert.
Oh, yeah,
tonight, right?
Don't worry about that. We're talking to fans.
Brilliant.
Tom and I are going to go look at the t-shirts and see what kind of merchandise they have for sale. Let's go, Rick.
Hey, let's do it, man.
CDs for 10, that's reasonable.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's the old CDs. I stopped the new
ones. Over there, isn't
it? A DVD for $10.
Wow. Nothing wrong with that. No, I mean,
$20 for the
nice
t-shirt.
Nice looking sweatshirt. See, that brown one is really nice. $40, that's not bad.
They got a hoodie one for $40, too. That's for
a
normal rock show, that would be about a $100 shirt.
Oh, yes. Oh, absolutely. That's exactly right.
With t-shirts at $15, you can't beat this.
$15 and $20.
$15 and $20 t-shirts.
Yeah, they're decent prices.
You know, they're not very greedy. I like that.
That's exactly right. I mean, why scrape you for everything you got, where a lot of these shows will? A lot of times you see t-shirts out there for $30, $35. Sweatshirts are $60 to $80.
So that's not bad at all.
No, I think it's really good. And they're pretty nice looking, too. There's a new one. It says new tour shirt. That beige looking one.
Yeah.
It's nice.
What time is it, Tom?
What time did I say? 8:04. Well, it started at 8, right?
Yeah, I think so. So I think it's going to be showtime for Athlete,
yeah.
Which is the opening band for
Switchfoot.
There you go.
And you know what? What surprised us is, as you can hear from our podcast earlier, there's some fans here that definitely love Athlete. They're here for Athlete instead of Switchfoot.
Which is a group that came from St. Louis. So here they come.
Here comes somebody. All right, let's move. Y'all enjoy the show. We'll enjoy the show.
All right, we'll tell you about it. The concert tonight.
Did y'all like Athlete?
Yes, I bought the CD.
You just bought it?
Yeah, I like it.
Who do you think they sound like to you?
Snow Patrol.
Who?
Snow Patrol.
I thought they kind of sounded like a combination of Pink Floyd and Coldplay myself.
I can see Coldplay.
Yeah.
Not sure about Pink Floyd, but Coldplay definitely.
Acoustic, they sound a little bit more like Pink Floyd to me. You hear Snow Patrol over here very much. They're big in Britain.
What you do? Lightning 100.
Oh, yeah, Lightning 100 play. They play these guys too, you know?
No, I've never heard of them, but they play Snow Patrol. Okay. I've never heard of them until tonight.
Mm-hmm. So you went and got their CD?
Yes, I went downstairs and got it.
About the fourth, fifth song, huh?
Yes, I've never seen that before.
Yeah. Well, not everybody let us in with these things, but they were very generous tonight to let us come in here and to talk to the fans, and they said, make sure you don't record the shows. I said, don't worry, we don't want to get in trouble.
Well, we love Switchfoot.
Oh, you do?
Yeah!
I got to talk to these people down here. These people down here in front of us were just all over those guys.
Right
yeah.
Here?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, did y'all like that band?
We love Athlete. We think Athlete rocks.
I saw y'all just jamming away up here.
They're my favorite band of all time. I heard them. I got lucky enough to listen to them like 4 years ago when they were just coming out. Well, a friend of mine here actually showed me them, but I'm a fan for life. They're awesome.
What's your name?
My name's Trevor Lubins. I'm in a band, Garrity. We're coming out. We're going to be.
You're in a band what?
It's called Garrity. We're going to open for them pretty soon.
How did MySpace?
Garrity?
Yeah. G-A-R-I-T-Y. Anyway.
I take it that's a dream.
Yeah, but we're from Nashville.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We're the groupies.
All right, which groupie?
Not in that way.
What's your name?
Seth. I'm Seth Leaves.
Did y'all like Athlete?
Yes, we did.
I thought they were really great and cute.
And cute. All right, you're going downstairs to meet them in a few minutes?
Yeah.
You are?
Yeah.
Okay. You bought any CDs yet?
Not yet. I don't have enough money.
Maybe they'll give you a deal.
Hopefully.
Y'all here for Switchfoot?
Yes, sir.
So what Switchfoot songs y'all like?
All of them.
All of them?
Oh, now give me some favorites.
Stars. That's a good
one. Oh, yeah, Stars.
Uh-huh. Oh, and I like Gone.
Meant to Live. Meant to Live. I think that's the name of the song. I'm not sure.
Hey, thanks for sharing with me tonight.
Thank you. Bye.
Y'all want to talk to me?
Yeah, we do.
You do? Did you like Athlete?
Yeah.
I saw y'all really getting down over here. Yeah, y'all liked their songs, huh?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. What's your name? Where are you from?
Megan Carden from Nashville, Tennessee.
Diana Key from Canada.
Really? Y'all like Switchfoot?
Yes. They're my fave.
I've listened to them since my freshman year of high school, and I'm a junior in college. It's a long time.
Yeah.
That's good. Then we can get some people to talk to us up here. You want to talk to me? Yeah, okay. We'll get to you. Hey, what's your name? Where are you from?
I'm Christine. I'm from Toronto, Canada.
Really?
Yes.
Well, who do you like? Athlete or Switchfoot or what?
Switchfoot, definitely.
Yeah. What do you like about Switchfoot?
I like their song Gone. I think that's what it's called. Yeah. I'm not sure. I can't wait for that one.
Yeah, that'd be good. You know anything else about them?
Do I know anything about them? No. I mean, I think I saw them on Jay Leno once. So
yeah, that's cool.
What's your name?
Rachel.
Rachel and?
Katie.
Katie, where are y'all from?
White House, Tennessee.
White House, Tennessee.
White House, Tennessee.
Portland. So what's your favorite Switchfoot song?
Lonely Nation.
Okay. And
same.
Lonely Nation. Okay. And what?
Meant to Live.
What's your name?
Sarah.
Where are you from, Sarah?
Nashville.
You know what a podcast is?
Yes.
Do you? This is a Concert Blast's podcast.
Cool.
You can hear yourself on the show probably next week.
How embarrassing for me.
Well, it could be, but so far so good, right?
Yeah.
Right.
So Tom was down there on the floor, and was it very crowded or rowdy, or they just standing around?
Not at all. Just kind of standing around, just chilling.
But they will be rowdy now, I bet.
I think that's where the rowdy people is going to be here with Switchfoot coming on here in just a few minutes.
Okay, so looks like we're getting ready for Switchfoot. They're putting a set list down on the floor. And, we'll talk to you in a few minutes. Well, to you, it'll be a couple of seconds.
That's right. Won't take as long.
All right. Well, there you have it. Yeah, there you have it. Switchfoot saying goodnight from the stage. Wow. What do you think, Tom?
Wow, I'm telling you what, man. Those guys can play, can't they?
I tell you what, they were into it. This crowd was really into it. What do you think?
They really knew the music, man. They knew the words. And I tell you what, man, this place sounds absolutely wonderful, too.
I want to talk to a few fans out here. What y'all think about the show?
Oh, it was absolutely incredible. Athletes.
It was great.
Yeah. What's your name?
Josh.
Hey, Josh. Thank y'all.
No problem.
Thanks a lot, man.
I got to ask you what y'all think about the show.
It was awesome.
Y'all were up the whole time, weren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know a lot of those songs?
Not really, but I like them.
How about you?
I know all of them.
What?
Yeah.
How about you?
No? I know all of them.
Oh, yeah. Good show?
Yeah, it's excellent. They're a great band.
What's your name?
Kevin Thomas.
Where are you from?
No.
From Bowling Green, Kentucky.
Bowling Green. You got all the way in?
Yep.
Thomas.
Your name?
Jessica Petrie.
Alright. Thank you. Thanks for talking. How about you? Did you like the show?
Oh, it was awesome.
Yeah,
completely.
What's your name? Where you from?
Brittany Jensen. I'm from Bowling Green.
Oh, y'all came together?
We didn't come together though.
Oh, really? How about you?
Amanda Adebombo from Bowling Green.
Yeah. Did you like the show?
Loved it.
Very good. And your name is?
Brad.
How'd you think about it, Brad?
It was a good show, man.
Yeah,
thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks to 102.5.
All right. How about you? Did you like it?
Yeah, it was good.
All right. How about you?
Best concert of the year.
What's your name?
Tiffany. Pegram?
Pegram, Tennessee.
Yeah.
All right, Tiffany.
All right.
Well, a lot of people like the show.
I can see why.
So, there were probably 3,500 people here, wouldn't you think?
About 3,500, I'd say.
Yeah. They took the seats out of the War Memorial Auditorium. You could put another 1,000 people on the floor.
Hey, this place was meant for music, wasn't it?
Oh, man, yeah. The stage is great. The acoustics in here is just wonderful. They redid the War Memorial Auditorium, and it really looks nice.
I mean, it's definitely, you can tell by the way it looks, its way it's set up, it's designed for concerts. Like you said, Mike, they took the chairs off the floor, and there's a lot of room down there. I'd say probably 2,000 people can get downstairs on the floor.
Yeah.
We gotta go.
What are they doing, running us off? Okay. We'll leave. So we tried to do the podcast from our seats.
And guess what? We got ran off.
Hey, what else is new, you know? Hey, we got a crowd of people down here.
Athletes out here signing CDs and T-shirts and stuff, it looks like. There's a crowd.
They got a crowd around them. Hey, I'm Mike from ConcertBlast.com.
Oh, yeah?
We're doing the concert review for tonight.
Yeah.
Very good job, by the way.
Thank you very much, sir.
A lot of people said it sounded like between Coplay and Pink Floyd and, the Snow Patrol.
Yeah. We toured with Snow Patrol last year. They're good friends of ours.
How long have you been together?
About 5 years.
Where are you from?
From London.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. Thank you very much for everything, man. Good job. So, we're leaving the War Memorial Auditorium. They're running, trying their best to run the people off.
Might have had something to do with that woman saying, get out.
Yeah.
You think that might have made a little difference there? We got something going on back here.
Hey, did you play the guitar out there?
I wouldn't call it playing.
Hey, you were on the stage, don't we?
Oh, yeah.
10 seconds.
Why were you selected to go out there?
Old friends.
Friends of the band?
Yeah.
What's your name?
Buzz. Ethan.
Ethan.
Yeah.
You getting cards?
I do have a card.
All right.
There you go, Ethan.
All right, Ethan. You've talked to us on the internet now.
All right. No picture.
Now you know it's Ethan who played on Gone. So.
Yeah. We didn't know. They pulled somebody out there to play the guitar, and we didn't know what. Who was that?
Surprise,
you know.
Surprise guest.
Yeah, but it was fun.
Here's my buddy Paul up here, guys.
Is he?
Yeah.
There you go.
Is he up there?
Yeah. That's him in the hat.
Lee, say hi to him.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Paul the truck driver. I tell you, I'd be back, didn't I?
Yeah. Been back here this late.
I almost wanted to wake you up when we first got here. I said, let the man sleep, right?
No, he's going to drive tonight.
I had a long... No, not a very bad drive tonight. It's just it was a bad drive last night.
From New Orleans,
New Orleans, yeah.
Where you got to head tonight?
Just down to Huntsville.
Oh, that's an hour and 45 minutes.
Yeah.
That's
enough. At the most. No problem. No.
Yeah. No. Now, they played the House of Blues in New Orleans last
Oh, wow. Was it packed?
Yeah.
I bet it was.
It was always packed down.
It was sold out. It was
I'm
sold
sure.
out. I saw it on the internet.
Yeah. Well, that's a drive. How long did it take you to get up here?
About 8.5 hours.
Oh, that was flying.
Yeah, just didn't have much traffic that time in the morning.
Oh, that's good.
I'm sure. On a weekend, too.
Yeah.
That
helps.
Well, Friday night sometimes can be bad getting. It was worse getting out of New Orleans than it was just coming the rest of the way here.
Wow. So, Paul, what's going on right now?
Waiting for a loadout.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. They'll take stuff down and then they'll put the ramp here to this truck.
I got
it. So, it's a little bit crazy how they have to do things in these small, tight places, huh?
Yeah, this place wasn't designed for concerts like this. It's designed for.
Absolutely.
So, when do you get a night off around here?
After Huntsville.
After Huntsville, you get a whole night off?
Yeah, we got a day off. Well, we had to drive to Atlanta to get the day off.
Oh, but that ain't
that's
bad
not too
either.
Bad. And we played Dahlonega, Georgia. So that's
that makes a lot
short.
More sense than coming from New Orleans to Nashville, doesn't it?
In one day.
Then we have to drive to Orlando to the House of Blues and at Disney.
Oh,
wow.
Cool.
When are you doing that?
Wednesday. Wednesday night, Thursday.
You got to go from Atlanta to Orlando?
From Dahlonega, Georgia.
Oh, Dahlonega, Georgia.
Where's Dahlonega?
Is that?
It's about 66 miles north of Atlanta.
North of Atlanta?
Yeah, it's in the mountains up there in the Blue Ridge Mountains.
Oh, it must be north, extreme northeast.
So that's where it was actually the first gold strike in the United States.
Oh, wow.
I was reading on
your
website.
So you're going up there to find yours, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, let me ask you about New Orleans. Is it still damaged down there really bad? Or?
Terrible.
Is it really bad?
Terrible. I mean, it's traffic lights laying in the street.
Still?
6 months later.
After all this time?
Yeah.
Wow.
You think that,
it could be halfway functional by now.
Houses sitting in the middle. Surprised us as we drove through lower Mississippi, and for about a mile and a half, all you could see was FEMA trailers sitting down in the field.
Oh, man.
All lit up. They had to light them up because people were coming in there and stealing the fixtures out of them.
And so did you have to go certain routes through New Orleans because of roads that are just washed away or anything?
No, none of the roads down there were still washed away where we were at. They gave us directions into it. New Orleans has some real winding streets. It's not very friendly to big trucks and buses, so they gave us a more direct route in there. Of course, they're on one of the smallest streets in there, Decatur.
Well, at least you got a straight shot. Just get on 65, head south from here, you'll be all right.
And turn left somewhere.
They turn left off the interstate.
First left. About 100 and some odd miles from here.
There's only like a couple towns in northern Alabama anyway, so.
Turn left.
Turn left in North Alabama.
Yeah. Okay, we better get on down the road, don't you think, guys?
Oh, yeah.
Paul?
Yes, sir.
Thank you again for speaking with us. Thank you for being so nice to me this afternoon.
Sure.
When I came in. Again, this is All Bridges, the big truck driver from Switchfoot.
Had to play truck driving man now.
Yeah, there you go.
That's right.
That's exactly right.
Take care, Paul.
You thank too.
You, God bless you, man.
All right.
I'll tell you, he's a friendly guy, wasn't he?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, guys, we just got ran out of the War Memorial Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee.
But we had a good conversation with Paul, the truck driver.
Yeah.
Yes, we did. But we were hoping to be able to do it in the War Memorial after the show, but nope. We didn't get lucky.
I guess we're going to do a little bit of a review on the Switchfoot show right now, guys.
And the what's this called? The mobile unit, too.
That's right.
This is Tom's mobile unit.
That's right.
Yeah, my mobile unit's parked out your backyard.
We'll name Brian's mobile unit number 3.
Thank you, because I got too much stuff in my mobile unit right now. Okay, guys, Switchfoot hit the stage precisely at 9:30 p.m. tonight, and they started off with Shadow Proves the Sunshine.
We are crooked souls trying to stay up straight, dry eyes in the pouring rain. Well, the shadow proves the sunshine. The shadow proves the sunshine. Too scared little runaways. Hold fast to the brink of daylight. The shadow
That song threw us off big time because we were expecting Dare You to Move.
Yep.
Yeah.
And since they didn't play that, and then the second song was Stars,
which we expected to be on the encore,
we were just had a set list that we got off the internet that we, you know, our latest we could find was back in November.
Yeah, back in November.
That's right. So, you know, we were kind of like giving it a guesswork there.
And since we saw the first two songs were off the list, we could just take our list and throw it in the trash because we knew that they were going to go by that list and we couldn't find anything else recently.
Yeah, so basically we just flipped it over and started writing really fast.
Well, actually Brian started writing really fast.
Yeah, in the dark.
Yeah, yes.
So if I can't read my own writing, you know why.
So anyway, we got the first song we just mentioned, the second song that we mentioned too, Stars. Love that song. Listen to that.
Great sing-along song, wasn't it? And the crowd did that.
John encouraged everybody to sing, too. And boy, I tell you what, that just livened up the crowd, too.
Yeah, John Foreman and on the lead vocals, he spent a lot of time on the ground there, didn't he?
He just gets so excited himself and just makes the crowd just really get into his music. And, I mean, he is definitely into what he does, and he definitely gets the crowd with him.
Oh, yeah, he loves to come out in the crowd and kind of hang over them and let the crowd kind of hold him up while he sings, or he holds the mic so they can sing.
You're right, Brian. I thought it was really neat how he got out there and really hung that microphone out there and really encouraged everybody to sing along with him.
Oh, yeah, one thing I think we can all agree on, we were not ever much on seeing a band where they had a bunch of dead air in between songs. And these guys filled it up with music and very little talk. I think there was only like maybe one or two moments of silence during the whole show, but basically after Stars they went through a little percussion.
And that led directly into the song Ammunition. We live up in our premiation. It's our Very nice riff there.
Yeah, that was a good song.
And then what's the next song that they did there, guys?
More than fine, more than just okay.
More than just okay.
There again, the crowd was joining in on the chorus.
Oh, yeah.
Song. I mean, that really got everybody singing.
The hits, I mean, you knew they were hits because everybody was on their feet just screaming. And we were like in the first tier of the balcony. And as we looked down, you could see all the heads bobbing up and down.
And he looking to see everybody, the crowd just, it looked like a bunch of bobbleheads.
Yeah, well, that was pretty cool looking. But there again, after that song, they had another little filler with some synthesizers going on, which led into...
This is your life. Are you who you wanna be? Don't close your eyes. Don't close your eyes. This is your life. Are you who you wanna be? This is your life. Are you who you wanna be? This is your life. Is everything you dream it would be? When the world was younger and you had everything.
Then after that song they played Happy is a yuppie word.
Yeah. That's a neat song because, I mean, again, it's like, you know, everybody's getting into it, and, I mean, the song has just got a weird title to it as it is anyway, so pretty neat.
Happy is a yuppie word. Nothing in the world can fail.
When he introduced this next song, he talked about, he played this at the Capitol, and he said, I don't want to be anti-politician. He says, what I'm talking about is when we get to heaven, and the name of the song is Without Politicians.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty good how he cleared that up, because, I mean, he says, I'm not anti-government, you know, and this and that, but, you know hopefully we'll all be at the same place one day.
Yeah, and you know what? In heaven, there will not be politicians.
No, there won't be any politicians, I got a feeling.
I don't think there's going to be none at all, as a matter of fact.
Everything is breaking down, a pledge of allegiance to a country without borders, without politicians, watching from a sky to get torn apart.
But after that song that they just played, Politicians, he introduced the band. John introduced all the members of the band, which was really nice, and it's always a complimentary thing to do. And then,
well, how did he? How did
hold on
he,
a minute, I was fixing to say that's what.
How
I'm
did he
say,
introduce
Brian.
Them?
Because he did. Because John didn't actually introduce. He introduced the first couple guys.
And, oh, he actually let guys in the crowd introduce the band. That was
so
cool.
Ryan, yes.
Yes.
A guy named Ryan introduced the rest of the band.
I thought that was pretty neat. I mean, that's definitely unusual, but you know, that was very cool.
And then the next thing they did that I really thought was cool, I've never seen a band do this one before, they actually said we're in a democratic society, we're in America,
yeah.
You know, so we're gonna have a silent vote on the next song we play.
That was pretty neat.
And he said, you better not yell, because if you yell, you'll have to leave. Then he said, you're right. They said, who wants to hear Loser? And so they ended up doing, yeah, a few people, and one guy in the crowd says, raise your hand! We got everybody tickled.
Disqualified.
Yeah. So we ended up playing a company car.
I got the company car. I'm the one swinging at you below par. Yeah, I've become one with the ones that I've never believed in. But I've got the company car. Hey, I'm the king.
Wait,
that well, after, and then after that, they played a great song called Dare You to Move.
Yeah.
Yeah, which a lot of people call Welcome to the Planet.
Dare you.
That was really good.
After Dare You to Move, John stepped into the mic and he says, you know, we wrote our whole last album on the road. He says, we recorded our whole last album on the road. He says, matter of fact, a couple of them right here in Nashville.
Yeah, so the crowd went crazy.
And then he said, wait a minute, it's not Nashville, it's what?
Nashville.
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 Yeah, and then he said, well, here's one we're still writing, by the way, on the road. And we got it all mixed, but we don't have it out yet, and it's called a song called Awakening.
Awakening. That was a good song. I like that.
That was a very good song. That'll definitely be on the next album.
The next song was called
Lonely Nation.
Singing without drugs, screaming without lies. I want more than my lonely nation. I want more than my lonely nation. Desperate we are young, separate we are one. I want more than the desperation.
Man, it's a great song.
The song following that, John got up there, he was talking about how skateboarders are basically crazy,
Yeah, he said something. I'm thinking he's talking
because he's talking about after he broke his wrist.
Yes.
So I'm thinking he's one of those crazy skateboarders.
I don't think he skateboards anymore, though.
No, not anymore, because he said this is basically a song about rebirth. It's called
24.
Life is not what I thought it was 24 hours ago. Still I'm singing, Spirit, take me up in arms with you. And I'm not who I thought I was 24 hours ago. Still I'm singing, Spirit, take me up in arms with you.
I tell you what, John really nailed it on acoustic too. I mean, that sounded great. I loved how they did that.
The next song,
On Fire.
Everything inside you know there's more than what you've heard. There's so much more than empty conversations filled with empty words. And you're on fire when he is near you. You're on fire when he speaks. You're on fire burning out his mystery.
The next song is called Easier Than Love.
As everybody knows, to stay in love is a very hard chore.
Yes, it is.
Say
that again.
Yeah, the next song, I mean, everybody was singing and hopping up and down with this song. And they decided to play Gone.
That got the crowd going,
and they had a friend of theirs that they just haul up on stage. Gentlemen, you might hear him say hi a little bit.
Ethan!
Hey, Ethan, how's it going, buddy?
Don't say so long and throw yourself wrong. Don't spend today away, cause today will soon be. Like yesterday is gone, like history is gone. Just try and prove me wrong and pretend like you're immortal.
The next song they played was We Are One Tonight.
We are one tonight, and we're singing.
How they closed the show, wasn't it?
They left, and of course the crowd was yelling and screaming for more. They come back, and they played first song,
the acoustic song, Daisy.
Let it go, Daisy, let it go. Open up your fist, this fallen world doesn't know. So, Daisy, let it go.
Which was an acoustic song, which me and Mike kind of were surprised because it's a slow, slow song to come out and do an encore. But you know what? The next song made up for it, didn't it?
Yeah.
And that song is Meant to Live.
Yeah. I mean, the crowd really was waiting for that song, and it is a great song, and be honest with you, I kind of forgot about it. Didn't you, Mike?
I did. I had, because Brian says, well, what are they going to play on the encore? And I said, you know, I think they played all the songs I know. So that was a great surprise. One thing about that band, they were very, very tight.
Very, very talented. And I'd say three-fourths of the time, I mean, you had three guitars, you know, going all at the same time, and they were just phenomenal.
I really enjoyed it. I didn't think there were a lot of energy in the band, but John is a good front man. He's very good.
I mean, he really enjoys what he does. You can see it, you know, in his face, his actions and everything, and you can't help get into it with him.
He appreciates the fans.
Yes, he does.
I got a feeling
over and over, too.
He really wants to go crowd surfing. You ever get that feeling about him?
Well, Switchfoot actually comes from a surfing term. They're surfers from San Diego.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and Paul, the truck driver, told me that.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Anyway, we really enjoyed tonight. We thank everybody for voting for us. Hey, guess what? We got chosen as the number 4 best classic rock podcast through About.com. So log on to classicrock.about.com. It has a little section that says Top 5 Podcast, and we're number 4. Now our competition... There's three radio stations in New York and one radio station in Canada.
That's
so
exactly right.
Three buddies that grew up together going to concerts really proved that we can compete with the big boys.
That's exactly right. I mean, because think about how long they've been doing this stuff, and here we are going in there. And actually, I mean, these are radio station stuff, and nobody really does that we know of what we do with the reviews of shows, and we really do thank you for it.
Yes, and thank you for voting for us on Podcast Alley. We just got some new advertisers on our website.
Thank you very much.
That's right. You know what? We'll even take a few more.
Yeah, well, we got room for plenty.
Yes, we
got room for a sponsor for our podcast. Don't forget to sign up on our Frapper map. Until next time, this is Mike signing off.
Tom signing off.
And Brian signing off.
Good night, and God bless you, everybody.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
See ya.
I wanna thank you for letting me be myself again.